From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. As it gets colder, wild birds can struggle to find the food they need, especially the backyard birds that stick around all year long. So for the last 17 years, the MK Nature Center has been helping folks in the Treasure Valley feed the birds with its annual bird seed sale. And this year's sale is set for Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd, and it will include live bird presentations and kids' crafts as well. So here to tell us more is Vicki Runnow, Conservation Education Supervisor with Idaho Fish and Game, as well as Superintendent of the Morrison Knutson Nature Center. Vicki, nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
So Vicki, why is it so important to make sure that you provide bird seed at this time of year?
Well, this is a time of year when there is a little bit less natural food out there for the birds. But I do want to make it clear, birds do not depend on our feeders. They kind of incorporate bird feeders in their usual daily rounds of looking for food. And if your feeders are full, they're happy. And if they're not, they move on to other areas to find some food. So there is a lot of abundant food out there, but we're providing that extra boost that can be really important when the weather gets very, very cold.
And what kinds of birds stick around for the winter here in the Treasure Valley?
We have a pretty solid group of residents that live in Idaho year-round, and there are stalwart feeder users. These would include birds such as the house finch. My own personal favorite, the black-capped chickadee, is another one we see a lot at feeders. Dark-eyed juncos, mourning doves, California quail, both lesser and American goldfinches can be feeder users. Sometimes mourning doves, depending upon where you're living in the area, you may get a few of those. And then sometimes we'll get some birds that kind of come in maybe in the fall. Maybe we'll see them in the spring as they're kind of moving through the state. And that would include a spotted towhee, white-crowned sparrows. And sometimes you get something you did not expect. So that's the fun of feeding birds, is you might get something really interesting show up in your yard.
So Vicki, how important is it that if you have been feeding wild birds, that you continue to feed them for a while?
Like I said earlier, they adapt easily to using feeders. And then if the food is not there, they just go on to someone else's yard or a natural food source. Where this does make a difference is if there's going to be a real cold snap and the birds really need a lot of food to create energy to stay warm. That's when, if you're going to be gone on vacation and you realize the weather is going to take an unusually cold dip, you might want to see if the neighbors could keep your feeders filled for you. That'll just help the birds a little bit so they're not having to work as hard to find food to keep them warm when it gets very, very cold out.
So talk to us about the bird seed sale. I mean, it's been going on for 17 years.
It has. It's a fun event. Folks love birds and they like to feed them. According to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, over 50 million people in North America feed birds. And it's a great way to get close to nature, to see birds that you might not otherwise see in your yard. And so that's why we enjoy doing the sale, is we help folks who maybe are just getting interested in it. You know, what do I need? What kind of equipment? What kind of seed? What can I expect? Help them get a good start on that bird feeding obsession, because it certainly can become that for a lot of us.
So what kind of bird seed will be for sale?
We sell a variety, and Wild Birds Unlimited has been a stalwart partner of ours for years, and we very much appreciate that partnership. We will have black oil sunflower. That is a great all-around food for a lot of different species of birds. We also will carry cracked corn, what they call dove and quail mix, which is millet with a little bit of cracked corn in it and some shelled sunflower seed that is very attractive to, as it would say, dove and quail. But some of your other ground feeding birds, such as dark-eyed juncos and song sparrows, like it very much as well. And then we'll have what's called no mess. If you don't want sunflower hulls on your yard, this is a great option for you. Thistle seed, which is favored by the goldfinches. And if we happen to get a group of pine siskins coming in the valley, they like it quite a bit as well. So just a nice variety to attract a wide variety of birds to your yard.
And is it important to provide the right kind of bird seed for birds?
It is. It's tempting to go to the grocery store and just grab a bag of seed, but often that's filled with what we call filler. Milo is a seed that a lot of wild birds really don't like that much. The other one is the striped sunflower. Striped sunflower has a pretty tough hull. Anybody who's chewed on them will know that. And it's harder for some of the birds to break open. The little chickadees I was referring to earlier, they love sunflower seed. And black oil sunflower seed has a much thinner hull, so they can easily break that open to get at the meat inside of it. So that's why we try and carry black oil sunflower seed. Anything that's got any sort of filler grain, the birds often just end up tossing it and trying to find the good stuff.
Let's talk about the partner you have coming up in the cell. You're partnering with Wild Birds Unlimited of Boise. Can you talk about the partnership a bit?
Yeah, they've been helping us, supplying the seed to us for cost. They also will always have folks here to help talk about equipment, and they'll bring some of their feeders and their bird baths and things, and be able to talk to folks about the different sorts of equipment that's out there. There's a lot of different sorts of feeders depending upon what kind of seed you're feeding, and that can be very helpful to have someone here to really discuss that with folks.
How popular is the cell?
You know, we sell a little under 8,000 pounds of food every year, and we get a lot of folks who are Audubon members and some of people who just rely on it every year. And so it's just nice to see people coming in and stocking up on the bird seed sale. And a lot of folks come in for our educational programs that we have going on during the sale, as well as the kids craft. We try and put together something that's fun, that's nature-based, that kids can take home and enjoy. So it's just a fun kind of festive way to start off the holiday season, I guess, on a nature-based way.
So let's talk a little bit more about the events on Saturday. So what birds will folks be able to see?
Well, we have our bird feeding station, which is in the auditorium right outside the windows. And so folks will get a chance to see a lot of the birds that they would potentially attract to their feeders. We also will feature our non-releasable peregrine falcon that the Nature Center has. Folks will get a chance to meet her up close and learn about the adaptations of these amazing birds. Why we have her in captivity, she can no longer fly, and just get a chance to be around a bird of prey. We do get birds of prey, not peregrine falcons, but Cooper's hawks and sharp-shinned hawks that do come into feeders. And so it's nice for folks to understand why this happens and that it's okay. And it's really kind of cool as well. So that's what will be going on with the programs. And then again, the kids' craft is a lot of fun for the kids to have some hands-on stuff to do.
And talk a little bit about some of those kids' crafts, because that's a big part of the sale is, you know, making sure you have things for those kiddos to do while parents can look around.
Exactly. It's they're going to be making this cute little owl out of pine cones and other natural objects. So kids will be able to kind of use their own creativity to create what they want their little owl to look like. It's really adorable. I've got a picture of it. I'm looking at it. It's really cute. So yeah. I think kids will enjoy putting that together. And we have some Master Naturals volunteers who will be helping us with that.
What's your favorite part of this event, Vicki?
I'm a bird nerd. I love birds. I've been watching birds since I was a kid. And for me to be able to talk to people about birds and share that excitement and get them excited about the birds that live in our community and the fact that there's just such a great way to connect with the out of doors, that you can go bird watching anywhere. You can go in your backyard, you can go hiking in the foothills, you can go to different parts of the state or the world. But I just love to talk about birds. And it's always fun to show folks birds that they just really weren't aware of around and watch them get excited about it. So that's what I really enjoy.
So what's some good advice for folks, maybe people who are thinking, well, you know, gosh, I've not fed birds before. I didn't know it was, you know, necessary. And now maybe they're hearing this thinking, well, okay, I need to maybe, you know, get some bird seed out there. Kind of walk us through that process of what someone should do. I mean, because I'm thinking like, do I put it on my lawn or do I, you know, put it in a cup? What do I do?
Well, the best thing to do would be, I would advise as someone who's brand new to it, would be to get a feeder that you can put sunflower seed in, black oil sunflower seed. And you want to put your feeder in a spot where the birds can quickly fly into some shrubs or another tree in case there's, you know, danger would approach. Mm. But yet far enough away that the furry-tailed, four-legged squirrels, you know, those types of birds do not, not able to get at the feeder. And then just start with the black oil sunflower. Something that's important to do is clean your feeder like every every about 10 days, you know, when the feeder's empty, give it a good scrub with a little 10% bleach solution, let it dry thoroughly, and then hang it back up and just see what you get. Sometimes it takes a little while for the birds to find your feeder, particularly if you're in a newer subdivision without a lot of vegetation. But if you're in a pretty well-established neighborhood with a lot of trees and shrubs, you probably already have those birds there, and they're just going to find your feeder and find one great new place to come and eat. So that would be my advice. And get yourself a bird book or the Merlin app on your phone from the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. That's a great app to learn to identify what's coming to your feeder. And then just sit back and watch what happens.
Well, I so appreciate your time today, Vicki. Thank you so much.
You bet. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.